It's keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyler and Lexi with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, plans for a new Sunshine Coast rail line from Batinia to Maroochydore have been squashed and instead replaced with a privatised express bus system. Griffith University transport expert Matthew Burke states that Australian cities have a poor track record of privatising train lines, like the Brisbane Airport Link, where fares are around $20 for a small trip. The original rail plans were intended to connect Biwa and Maroochydore by train for the 2032 Brisbane Olympics, yet costing analysis deemed the project would not be built in time.
Rural Queensland towns are being inundated with water after post-tropical cyclone Alfred's intense rain has hit the east coast. Residents of areas like Adavale and Charleville have been swamped overnight, with swift water rescue teams being sent to aid locals. There is expected to be significant damage to infrastructure in the towns, as well as widespread stock losses in these regions.
In national news, party leader Peter Dutton has just announced that the Coalition Party will not be promising any tax cuts during their upcoming election campaign. In his budget speech, reply speech last night, Mr. Dutton spoke out about wanting to introduce a number of reforms and cuts to taxes, but being unable to as a result of the debt the Labor Party has attained. Mr. Dutton has announced the eventual plan to solve the $1.2 trillion of debt and his plans to address cost of living issues in other ways, such as gas plans and halving fuel excise for a time.
Shark attacks in Australia on the rise? Experts in the area reassure Australians not to worry, with there being a number of explanations for the seeming increase in recent times. Dr. Daryl McPhee from Bond University states that shark behaviour is heavily influenced by the seasons and where the food sources are, and they are not just found randomly near shorelines. With increased media coverage, better technological advancements, and more people participating in water-based activities, the number of encounters with sharks is going to appear to increase, with no major concerns regarding shark behaviour needed by the public.
In international news, Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned the US against future plans to annex Greenland, claiming that it feeds into long-standing historical roots. Russian trade is steadily shifting from European nations to Asian nations, with Putin seeing the Northern Sea Route near Greenland as the key of Russian foreign policy. US Vice President J.D. Vance is due to hesitantly visit a US military base in Greenland today after Denmark's Prime Minister claimed Vance is exerting unacceptable pressure on the nation.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a very high chance of rain. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. There is no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.